Welcome to the Sports Report for Thursday, June 19th. I'm Mark Daniels. The Milwaukee Brewers lose to the Arizona Diamondbacks in walk-off fashion on Wednesday night, 4-3, the final score. The Diamondbacks got the jump, scoring two runs in the first inning off Matt Garza, who would give up another in the third. But Chris Davis got the Brewers even with a three-run home run in the fourth inning. Garza would pitch into the eighth, retiring 16 of the last 18 batters he faced. Stayed tied until the ninth with Brandon Kinstler on the mound. Martin Prado hits a double, gets over to third, and Tony Campana brings him in with the walk-off RBI single.
Martin's at third, so I knew all I had to do was find a way to put a ball in play and beat the first. So just getting a ball in play, hitting a ball on the ground, because hitting in the air pretty good wasn't working in the first few at-bats. So just get a ball on the ground and I snuck it through.
Kinsler falls to 1-3 with the loss. Brad Ziegler gets the win in relief of Wade Miley. The Brewers managed only five hits, and Ron Renicki says really only one big swing.
We didn't do a lot offensively. We just had the one inning with the Davis hitting a three-run homer. Beside that, we didn't swing the bat very well.
Brewers will send Yovani Gallardo against Chase Anderson in the series finale Thursday afternoon at Chase Field in Phoenix. Milwaukee now 43-30, still 3.5 games up on the St. Louis Cardinals, who were beaten by the New York Mets 3-2. Bartolo Colon went 8 innings, allowed a run on 4 hits, and one-time Brewer Dana Evelyn picking up the save in that one, a rare save for Evelyn.
I mean, it's pretty cool. I mean, it's not something that I've, you know, obviously collected over my career, so it's not a huge deal. You know, I obviously prefer to get wins or whatnot. I mean, I guess it doesn't really matter. It's kind of cool regardless to get a save, and it's just not something I expect myself to collect all that many of.
Also in the division, Cubs beat Miami 6-1. Nate Sheerholtz with a three-run home run. Reds over the Pirates 11-4. Alfredo Simon becoming the first National League 10-game winner. But the highlight, the L.A. Dodgers 8-0 win over the Colorado Rockies. Cy Young Award winner Clayton Kershaw spins a no-hitter with 15 strikeouts, the first no-hitter of his career.
I mean, you don't really ever think about getting to do something like that, so you know, you always think about winning a World Series or, you know, being a part of that. You know, as far as individual stuff goes, though, this ranks up there pretty cool.
Lost a perfect game on an error by Hanley Ramirez in the seventh inning. 22nd career no-hitter in franchise history, the second this year. Josh Beckett throwing one for the Dodgers on May 25th. In the American League, Kansas City beat Detroit 2-1. Jeremy Guthrie went 6 2/3, striking out 9. The Royals and Guthrie have now reeled off 10 consecutive victories.
We've hit the ball tremendous. We've played good defense as we always have, and we've pitched well enough to win recently. So, you know, we'll try to continue to do that every single day, and that's a real credit to what the bats have done recently.
The other American League finals at Baltimore shut out Tampa Bay 2-0. Boston beat Minnesota 2-1 in 10. David Ortiz and Mike Napoli back-to-back home runs in the bottom of the 10th. Oakland beat Texas 4-2. Yankees over Toronto 7-3. Brian McCann driving in 5. Angels and Indians rained out. White Sox beat the Giants 7-6. Rookie Jose Abreu with his 20th home run of the season. Nationals 6, Astros 5. The Padres shaded Seattle 2-1. The College World Series, Texas beat UC Irvine 1-0. The only run, a C.J. Hinojosa home run, and UC Irvine eliminated with that loss. Wisconsin Timber Rattlers open up the second half of the Midwest League season on the road at Burlington on Thursday night. Wisconsin Woodchucks beat the Green Bay Bullfrogs 6-2 in Northwoods League action at Joanne Stadium. Same two teams play in Wausau Thursday night. Frogs now 10-13 on the season. Sheboygan A's rained out again on Wednesday night. Their sponsors and friends night will be rescheduled. State High School Baseball Tournament. In Division 4, Lake Country Lutheran beat Pittsville 13-2. They are 31-0 and will play McDonald Central in the championship game Thursday. McDonald, a 14-4 winner over Ithaca. In Division 3, O'Connell beat Racine St. Catherine 5-4 in 8 innings. It was Tanner Pillsbury with a go-ahead RBI single in the top of the 8th. Blue Devils will seek a repeat in Division 3, facing Wisconsin Heights in the title game Thursday afternoon. Wisconsin Heights beat Mondovi 3-2. In Division 2, late Wednesday night, Jefferson shut out Notre Dame 11-0 as Heath Renz fired a one-hitter with 10 strikeouts. Ty Heumann, a single in the third, the only hit for the Tritons, who finished 16-12. Jefferson will get the winner of the Division II semifinal between Viroqua and Ripon, which is being played Thursday morning. Division I final on Thursday night will be Sun Prairie against Kimberly. State High School Soccer Tournament kicks off at the Eline Soccer Park in Milwaukee Thursday. Division IV semifinals going first, New Holstein against Racine St. Catherine. Lutherans. Assumption against Lake Country Lutheran. Division 3 semifinals Thursday night. Abilene Xavier against Catholic Memorial. Ashland against Mount Horeb. Division 2 and 1 semifinals coming up on Friday. Green Bay Packers wrap up their mandatory minicamp final practice of the off-season program coming up on Thursday. One of the biggest questions heading into camp will be, who's going to play safety opposite Morgan Burnett? Well, Morgan likes the list of candidates vying for the job.
I think we have a real good group. The competition in that room is going to bring the best out of everyone, and that's what you need, good, healthy competition. I mean, you got Michael High, you got Ha-Ha, you got Chris Banjo, Sean Richardson. We got our rookies, Tanner and Charles. So, I mean, like, looking forward to training camp. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, it's going to be good, healthy competition. But at the same time, we support one another and we have a good room in there.
Packers will reconvene for training camp July 25th. The U.S. Patent Office has canceled several Redskins trademarks, saying the nickname is disparaging to Native Americans, but Washington Redskins owner Daniel Snyder plans to appeal. At the World Cup, biggest story so far, the defending champion Spain eliminated Chile, defeating Spain 2-0. Just two games into pool play, the Spaniards are done. They were outscored 7-1 in their two games played so far. Netherlands also advancing in that same group. They defeated Australia 3-2, knocking out the Aussies. Croatia shut out Cameroon 4-0. Feature match on Thursday, England against Uruguay. The U.S. will play Portugal in their second pool play game on Sunday. Wimbledon will begin next week at the All England Lawn and Tennis Club. Novak Djokovic and Serena Williams have been tabbed the number one seeds. Pinehurst, number two, hosted the U.S. Men's Open Golf Championship, won by Martin Keimer last week, and now they're hosting the ladies, the U.S. Open for Women, teeing off on Thursday. The field includes 11-year-old Lucy Lee, who won her qualifying tournament to get to the U.S. Open. The Wisconsin State Women's Open Golf Championship at Maple Bluff. Alyssa Farrell of Edgerton takes the title at 6 under par, 136. And a championship parade was held in San Antonio on Wednesday as the Spurs celebrated their five-game title over the Miami Heat. After making its way through the Riverwalk, they headed to the Alamo Dome, where Tony Parker greeted the crowd.
Hey, San Antonio! How sweet is that one? You love it?
They should. That's the fifth championship since 1999 for the San Antonio Spurs. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.